All right, and welcome, guys, to another Q&A episode of the podcast. This is our first Q&A episode of February. So to get your question answered here on the podcast, steps are super simple. There's going to be a link in the show notes for you to sign up for the Never Zero newsletter. And then all you have to do is reply to any of those emails with a question at any point. We love answering these questions. Could be training, nutrition, life in general. Those are actually the more interesting questions that I think we really enjoy. But yeah, let's get to it. This is our first episode of February. It's a training question, Jay. So how do you prioritize your force workouts and your training split right now? Are you prioritizing them based on the strength movement in the workouts or whatever falls on the day you're hitting it? And I think it's worth, before I let you answer, giving people a little context. So force is one of the three workouts that you get on the Train Hard app. Yep. It's 5 days of training. There's a strength portion and a Metcon. And I know that it's kind of what makes the bulk of your training. And the question here is, how are you picking those days if you're mix and matching?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question. So I think there's two ways you can look at it, right? You open the app on a Monday, and let's just say on that day it says to push press or whatever, and you just do whatever it says. For me, I'm thinking every week I want to squat, pull, and press every week for me. And I'm combining the force workout with tactical games training and jiu-jitsu. So for me, in my training, what I'm thinking about is when I look at it, it's like, what do I feel like doing that day is a question. During the week, I'm trying to get almost all five force workouts in. That's my goal. But some days, man, you might look at a workout and like this morning, I looked at the workout and it was like deadlift into a deadlift workout. And I'm like, all right, I'm feeling that. Let's get after that. I'm feeling that pull. Because sometimes, you know, we have these Train Hard men's clubs and different things that are going on. Maybe my legs are super sore and I look at the workout for today and it's like 5x5 back squat into a, you know, Metcon. Maybe my body's telling me, hey, today, let's not do the squats. Let's do the pressing and we'll come back to the squats later on. And so the way that I look at it is a little bit more intuitive because I've been training for many, many years. I look at the workouts, I get inspiration. I ask myself, how's my body feeling today based on all the other training that I'm doing? And then throughout the week, I make sure that I pull, squat, and press, depending on how my body feels. That's what I've been doing. But you know, the way I train, Gabe, is not for everybody. Like, and I'm really clear about this. If you want more of like a progressive overload, if you want more of like a structured program, follow the program the way it's designed. Like three on, one off, you know, if you want to do it that way, or just get your 5 days of training however you want. The way I train is very, a little bit more scattered, only because I have other interests I'm trying to develop. So like if I have a really hard day of jiu-jitsu, I might not be interested in doing some crazy, crazy workout that day. I might adjust it just for the strength portion.
The way you do a lot of things is very scattered. Training included.
Yeah.
But, but I think that the way that I would kind of answer this, and I think that it's a little tough because people constantly want to know, not just you, but like other athletes that they look up to, right? Like they want to, how are you training? And they usually ask that question because they think that that's the training that I need to do to perform like Jason, look like Jason, so on and so forth. But I think that the missing piece to that is like you've done years and years of different type of training to get you to the point now where, you know, you being scattered or just, you know, picking whatever feels good that day works because you're very much in like a maintenance mode. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like you have such a strong foundation of fitness and strength that like, you're not necessarily trying to get stronger right now. You're not trying to build more muscle right now. You're trying to have fitness, just never inhibit the other things that you want to do. So in that context, it's great to just like, hey, what do I feel like doing that day? And then what I really like that you said is making sure that you're squatting, pressing, and hinging, right? Because those are like
every week,
those are the big like movement patterns that you also don't want to like, well, I never feel like squatting, so you never squat. Like that, I think checks all your boxes. And then from there for you, it's okay to kind of like, all right, what do I feel like doing today?
Yeah.
I think where it's a little bit different is for people that are a little earlier in their journey and are like, hey, like I'm just not as strong as I want to be, or I don't look as muscular as I want to be. I think that,
or I'm not as conditioned as I want to be.
Right. Yeah. Right. Sure. I think that then you have to recognize that you need to follow something that's more planned out, that builds. And I'm not saying even like following Flex on our app, that's very kind of progressive, but just having some structure to it is good because left to your own devices, I think most people are going to cherry pick to some extent or the other and not really get the work that they need to. And we take that guessing out of it, right? So like if you follow any of our programs, we're making sure that you're getting variety. You're doing some things that are longer, some things that are shorter, some things that are super intense, some things that maybe are less intense. We're hitting the three, you know, major movement patterns in the strength. So I think the long-winded way of answering that question is, depending on how advanced you are in your training, you can get away with more, to quote you, scattered.
Yeah.
But if you're a little bit earlier in the journey and you really want to take some big steps towards being stronger, being more conditioned, putting on muscle, I think you do need to rein things in a little bit and have a plan and follow that a little bit more to the T. Not precisely, like have fun. If some days you're like, man, I'm looking at this workout and that's the last thing I want to do, and doing something else is going to get you to do it, awesome.
Right.
But generally speaking, I think that having a program you're following that has some structure to it is the way to go.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I like having different programs on the app, is because that's where I like to train. I like to get inspiration from it. I like to hit maybe one day, or, you know, one workout one day, another day the next workout. But to your point, it's because I've also, my goals are moderate when it comes to my fitness, meaning like I just want to make sure that I stay fit and have all these other areas to kind of dive into. But if you're really trying to double down and increase, for example, if you really want to double down your back squat, you can't be scattered. Like it needs to be more structured, right? If you really want to get after it. But something I've had a hard time with lately is, dude, it's harder for me to motivate myself to lift heavy than it is for me to breathe hard. It's hard for me to want to lift heavy.
That's funny, because I don't think that that's the case for many people.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like I would much rather do burpees, biking, and kettlebell swings than I would heavy back squat or heavy deadlifts, personally. And I think the reason for it is something I've had to reflect on, is that I know what my numbers used to be. My numbers have adjusted a little bit, but it's also like I feel like because I am so scattered, I'm just kind of, sometimes when I get underneath those heavy loads, I feel like maybe I don't have like the micro muscles that are ready to take on the load that my bigger muscles can support. So it's just something I got to work on, where I need to, if I'm putting myself in check, I got to remind myself that even though I'm squatting, hinging, and pressing every single week, I need to be more diligent about making sure I'm going towards those heavier loads instead of staying in the comfort level. Because when I do then get to those heavier loads, they're very uncomfortable for me. So I need to start exposing myself more and more to those. You know, even if it's fives or threes, just kind of getting a little bit heavier is something I've been focused on lately.
Yeah. One thing that's been huge for me, because, you know, I injured my back, and getting under heavy loads is definitely something that I'm probably not, you know, wouldn't be smart for me to do moving forward. But I think doing everything with a tempo has been super helpful for me.
Yeah.
That's kind of just like a small piece of advice maybe that I would put out there, that way I can continue to get exposure to these heavier lifts, but do it in a way where I know it's going to be very hard for me to hurt myself, because A, I can't go as heavy if I know I have to do 3 seconds on the way down. And also, like, I'm never putting my body in a position where, like, ooh, in a split second.
Yeah. Cause you're like speed bouncing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So that's been helpful for me, but yeah, I think that you nailed it on the head, man. I think it's, as long as you're hitting press, hinge, squat every single week, you're covering your bases. And then from there, it's like finding the balance of, where are you in your journey? Are you really trying to make large steps towards a specific goal? Be a little bit more regimented. Have you done that work? And are you in just maintenance mode? You can get away with, you know, cherry picking, being a little bit more scattered, which is where you are.
Yeah. And then identifying specific goals that are important to you. So for example, I am very structured when it comes to like tactical games training or jiu-jitsu, sure, because those things I don't have as much of an expertise in. So I need those type of structure. Whereas in my fitness, I'm just wanting to kind of maintain and, you know, get my heart rate up and lift, pull, press. That's it.
That's it, man. That's it. All right. Well, we'll have a new Q&A episode next week. How's it going?
Let's do it.